Let us look at this next few passages in Psalms 119, the title being Zayin, which is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. In our study, we have gathered several quotes and commentary from godly men of old, such as Spurgeon, Calvin, Henry, and more recent such men, and the Scriptures. We haven't necessarily identified each thought, but have used in conjunction as seemed fitting with each particular verse. We do not claim these thoughts to be our own, although we have input in various places. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me, that I have kept your precepts. <clears throat> 49. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. The psalmist knew the Lord was faithful to remember his word of promise, so he instructs his petitions upon these grounds: that God cannot prove false to his own word. Remember thy word. 2, that the Lord will never disappoint an expectation which he himself hath raised, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. 50, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. John 14:18 states, the Lord said, I will not leave you comfortless. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. The hope brought in us by the Scriptures is a lively hope. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:12, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded. The prophet was satisfied with the word of God itself. 51, the insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. The psalmist's afflictions were grievous and a perpetual temptation, meaning long-lasting, continuous. He was persecuted by princes and commoners alike. They mocked and made fun of his religion in a rude and sarcastic way. They laughed at his praying and called it cant, meaning unintelligible talk, insincere, chattering. We see that this was no light tease or just a quarrelsome act, but very burdensome. It was a great thing for a soldier to behave well under fire, but even greater for a soldier of the cross to be unflinching in the day of his trial. David suffered for righteousness' sake because he loved the Lord. 52, when I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Romans 15:4 states, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through encouragement of Scriptures, we might have hope. The psalmist knew true comfort must be found in what God works on behalf of truth and right. The Old Testament is full of divine interpositions. Colossians 3:16, we are bid to have the Word of God dwell in us. 53, hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. David grieved not because he himself was attacked, but that the law of God was forsaken. He mourned the condemnation of those who did because they are lost to God. God will judge those who refuse His testimonies. And I got to thinking about testimonies. It's a common word. I've served criminal court and jury duty, and there was full of testimonies, but testimonies of God. So I looked at it, and it emphasizes the content of the Word, which God has testified of Himself and His will. And that really gave me a great perspective on the testimonies of God. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. Our life is subject to many changes, and God by His Word has provided for His people many instructions and remedies. Every cross has its own remedy, and every state of life its own instruction. A high value of the Lord's commandment leads to a pressing desire to know and serve Him. David knew he was not at home in this world, but a sojourner seeking that celestial kingdom. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. The psalmist was religion, not only in public, but in private. He knew there was never a time in which it is not proper to turn to God and think on His name. Spurgeon's thoughts was that David was so earnest after the living God that he would wake up in the dead of night to think upon Him. This blessing has fallen to me that I have kept your precepts. The psalmist had this comfort to remember God, this power to sing, this courage to face the enemy, this hope in the promise, because he had earnestly observed the commands of God. We are not rewarded for our works, but there is a reward in them.